Welcome to the Everyone Needs a Little podcast. My name is Joey Little, your host of this, and pretty much that's it. Just me on this podcast. Thanks for joining. As always, the views discussed by the host in this podcast do not necessarily or don't. They're not. They are nobody else's thoughts. They're nobody else's feelings. They're mine. No business I associate with, no organization, no family members, no old friends, no new friends. There may be some people that, agree with me, but I'm not thinking for them. So before you get your panties in a bunch and start suing everybody because I say something that pisses you off, this keeps it safe. Because if you think anybody else, I'm doing the thinking for anybody else, you are a fucking moron. Just kidding. I don't know why you gotta have like disclaimers on that. There's gotta be people in the world that they've had to do that. I know people have thought about that, like signs that are out there, like why we have to have fucking signs to remind people not to stick things in things because it can kill you. But businesses and people have to put those signs up just to, protect themselves from the stupidity of people that are out in the world. You know what I mean? Like, I think there's signs like on airplanes, like do not open this door, like a fuselage door while in flight or at any time. Like, who the fuck needs to be told that? There is a group of people out there that have to fucking be told that. And that just blows my fucking mind. It blows my mind. It really does. Let me just adjust some levels here a little bit. Sorry. It blows my mind. And you know what? It worries me because these people are completely just clueless that they are one of those people, that they're just fucking morons, right? And society has spent so much time to protect the dumb. We just have. We've put in all kinds of shit to protect the dumb. And, there's still some that slip through the cracks. There's still some that you hear the stories on TV or on the radio. Look at me. What am I? 90? online, whatever it is. Man loses his life after jumping into a pond full of crocodiles or alligators, right? And I do believe that drugs and alcohol probably have a lot to do with that, but that's just an excuse. There's a lot of unnecessary deaths that have just happened just because of absolute fucking stupidity. And I've been in that position before. I just don't think that I've been near death. Like, I don't know. Isn't that weird? Like, if you've had a couple near-death experiences, but you had no fucking clue that they, if you would have left 1 second later or something from your house in your car, you would have got into a terrible accident. That doesn't mean you're stupid. I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of shit that we just don't know that could have, would have, or whatever. You know what I mean? But just the stupidity that we have to, like, a disclaimer on a fucking podcast to Ted Blue. Here's the secret to why I didn't record a podcast for like a couple years is because the company I worked for at the time, their attorneys came in and said, hey, listen, you didn't put a disclaimer on your fucking podcast. And we're going to ask you to go ahead and shut that they said we need to start putting a disclaimer. That scared the shit out of me. Like, the fucking attorneys got a hold of me, like, because I guess I was considered the face or the voice of our company online or whatever. And but what is somebody going to listen to my podcast and then they're going to go to the company that I work for and say, I'm suing you because Joey said that there's fucking morons in the world? Maybe. I don't know. You can sue for a lot of shit nowadays. I guess you have been for a while. No fucking clue. It's Wednesday, May 11th here in Kansas City. How you doing? Speaking of that, like, I'm... So all of my new listeners and all the those of you that are subscribing that came from TikTok, what's up? This is middle-aged superhero says hello. And listening to these episodes, maybe you get to know me a little bit better, a little bit more, not better, but more, because I only give you what you need. I only give you a little bit. You only know my content. You don't know me. But yesterday was a fiery. There's a view that I have that... That fires up a lot of fucking people. And in this situation, it fires up more female, because the view that I've discussed is I've discussed it on TikTok, and about 95% to 90 fuck that follow me on TikTok and listen to my TikTok lives, which is like an interactive podcast, are female. They are female. A majority of them are single. Not all. Some are married. There's a lot of gay men that follow me on the old TikToks too, because apparently I am a bear bait. I've just made that term up. Bear bait. I am now bear bait. I need to. That's going to be a t-shirt. There it is. That is a t-shirt right there. If you don't know, you don't know. I created a middleagedsuperhero.com and inside joke. I don't care if I sell any fucking merchandise. I just like making the merchandise, and I make some for like me and Dozer. And there's like the inside things that I talk about in this podcast and also in my TikTok lives, which, by the way, there is merchandise on there for this podcast. And you could check it out. It's middleagedsuperhero.com. You don't have to fucking buy shit. You just don't. You don't have to. If you want to, fucking you can. But all the proceeds, any money that I make from the merchandise or anything that I make online is absolutely 100% of it goes to Dozer, my soon-to-be three-year-old Old English Bulldog. So he's got a birthday party coming up in June. Any money that from now until like a week before that and cash it out, I'm going to spend on him 100%. And then any of the proceeds that go on to that, it's going to go for buying him treats, getting him food, new toys. And then every once in a while, you know, something crazy, something, you know, maybe go buy him a live chicken to run around in the backyard and him chase. That's not going to happen, but that sounded fun. So anyway, that's where I'm going to go bear bait. So a lot of the followers I have are middle-aged single women. What's middle-aged, Joey? Fucking, I don't know, 30 to fucking 65, 32 young. It doesn't matter. We'll just say women, grown-ass women, single grown-ass women. It tend to be my highest demo on TikTok. And then gay men are in there too. And then I got a couple dudes, man. I've met some online, some really cool people through TikTok, and it's been fun. But there's been a controversial thing that I've said that has triggered a few ladies on the old TikToks, because like I said, most of the women that follow me on TikTok are single. So they have gotten out of relationships, which that's what a single person is, unless they've never been in a relationship. But then the odds are they're pretty much all. And here's the statement that I say, and I'm going to stand by this. I will not change my fucking statement on this. In fact, when I talk about this very, with real words and not with fucking passion and fucking getting fired up and yelling, I don't do that. I don't want to do that. I do get frustrated when people do disagree with me on this. But I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. Nothing you can do about it. Just try to plead your case and just say, this is why I feel the way I feel. Here it is. And I think I've said this on here before. And let me start with why I came up with it, or how I came up with it. I believed when I split up with my ex, I didn't know how to explain how she was, why I would want to break up an engagement, or why I would want to not be with her anymore, have her in my life. And the only thing, she was extremely, in my opinion, she was very selfish. She was very self-centered. She was very just a me type base person. She never really, in my opinion, really showed me that she gave a shit about our relationship or about me. That was all starting to come out. I was just kind of, you know, red flags look like regular flags and you're wearing rose colored glasses. So the only way that I could describe her to other people, like, why'd you guys break up? What was going on? I knew that I had my challenges and I would talk about my challenges. I get fired up. I get passionate about bullshit. I get, you know, fired up about the small shit. I couldn't sweat them. That was my shit, right? That was my shit. Hers, I just simply just said she was a sociopath. She was a fucking sociopath. And then after, it was just easy to say that. You say that to somebody and they're like, oh, they just get it, right? Plus it helps me live with the fact that, yeah, she's a fucking sociopath. Now, how do I know what a sociopath is? Fuck if I know. I've just read shit on the internet and watched fucking movies and stuff. And like Dexter. And just for the for disclaimer here, a sociopath is completely different than a psychopath, right? I didn't think my ex was a psychopath. I just think that she just never, I just don't believe that she can connect emotionally with anybody. I think she's extremely emotionally immature or just doesn't have it, right? And that's, you know, I could be 100% wrong. It could just be my experience. But here's the thing. I had no right to diagnose my ex as a sociopath because she was never diagnosed as a sociopath. It was a word that I used to make myself feel better, right? So I could understand it better. I could stick a buzzword on it, you know, some kind of fucking medical term, and it just like described it. And I go, yeah, it wasn't my fault because she's a fucking sociopath. Yeah, it was my fault. I'll take some of that. I take about 40% now. I take 40% of my last relationship not fucking working out. All right, 35%. But here's, so I started listening to other people talking about their exes. And I found this pattern of a lot of women, not men. I haven't spoke to a lot of men about their exes, and men have their own challenge on this too. But usually it's the ladies, and I learned this when I'm talking about, they would describe their ex-husbands or ex-boyfriends as narcissists. And they would say, you know, I just came out of a narcissistic relationship. And my first question, every single time that I was having a discussion with somebody and we're just having an open discussion talking about that, is, so your ex, are they a diagnosed narcissist? Have they been diagnosed medically as a narcissist? And I get very, very, very few that say yes, right? And I'm not going to challenge that. Okay, diagnosed a narcissist. I'm sorry you went fucking through that. But the majority would get defensive right away. And what do you mean by defensive, Joey? Well, I like when I ask myself questions and I answer the questions. They would answer with, well, either, well, narcissists don't go to the doctor. Like, they won't go and get fucking, like, I just knew. Like, I knew. Or I get, well, I was talking to my therapist and my therapist told me, yeah, my ex is a fucking narcissist. And so I'm breaking both of those down. The first one, probably. There's an opportunity that your ex is probably a narcissist. Maybe, right? But you can't diagnose them. Even if they have not gone to get diagnosed, you still can't diagnose them. You're not a fucking doctor. You're not a psychiatrist. And I know maybe some of you are listening right now are getting triggered right now, but just hear me out. Quit yelling at the fucking speakers and hear me out here. I'm going to tell you the big difference. The big difference is when it comes to self-awareness. Because it's saying that my ex is a narcissist, or like in my case, saying that my ex is a sociopath, is more harmful. And I'm a lot more self-aware if I were to say, I feel like my ex is a sociopath. I feel like, right? That immediately takes the diagnosis out of it. That just tells you what my opinion and my feeling. I feel. Could she be? Absolutely, she could be. Could she be not be? Absolutely, she could not be. But I'm not here to diagnose. So when I hear the word narcissist, because it's said by so many people talking about their exes being narcissists. And the second one, well, I talked to my therapist. Your fucking therapist can't diagnose somebody through your fucking hearsay. It just, they can't do that. They can't. They can say, well, it sounds like they have narcissistic tendencies, or it sounds like they may have that personality disorder, narcissism, personality disorder, but they can't fucking diagnose. So I believe, because this is what I've learned. I've learned that there are people out there that are narcissists, that have narcissist personality disorder, right? NPD. And that they are fighting every single day to try to live a regular fucking life. Now, are there a ton of fucking people out there probably not diagnosed? I don't know, but I feel like there are. Could one of them been your ex? I feel like maybe, yeah, right? But I can't say they are. But this fucking, I don't understand the conviction to hold on to the fact that you're going to diagnose your ex, right? Because, okay, Joey, then what do I fucking say? Well, you can say what I say. My ex, in my opinion, and my fucking dealing with her is a selfish, self-centered fucking asshole. Just a selfish, self-centered fucking spoiled little asshole. That's her personality. That's who she is, right? I'm sure she's got good choice words for me. Doesn't matter. Do I love her to death? I still love her to death. I absolutely do. But I don't want to be around her. I care. I hope nothing ever comes to harm of her. I hope she finds that puzzle piece that can handle that self-centered, fucking selfish, fucking, I like to call it hot girl syndrome. I can talk about hot girl syndrome here in a second. It's something I need to put that down too. Hot girl syndrome. I'm writing this down because I think these are great, great for t-shirts on my merch, middleagedsuperhero.com. So we get back to the narcissist, right? Should I make a t-shirt that says your ex is not a narcissist? Your ex is not. Okay. So that, it just bothers me because I think it's a selfish thing. Now, if you've been through fucking, now, is your ex a selfish fucking piece of shit? Absolutely. Does that take away from what you went through? Absolutely not. If you were abused by a person, an extremely selfish, self-centered fucking piece of shit person, right? That doesn't take that away. You still, nobody's going to look at you different. I'm not looking at you different just because I question you on if is your ex fucking diagnosed? Because we got to stop doing that. We got to stop fucking getting our information from the internet. We got to stop getting our information or our diagnoses for anything from fucking people that are not skilled or trained or educated to make those fucking decisions, right? First thing, are you a psychiatrist? No. Are you a psychologist? No. Are you a fucking counselor or a therapist? No. What do? I cut hair. Okay, then why are you diagnosing people? I know it's tough. I know it's really tough, and I know it fucking jammed you up, and I know it fucked you up, right? And I'm sorry that that happened. But just, and so this opinion that I have that people should not be diagnosing other people just because they are hurt and they need something to hold on to label them with, is just something that, you know, I just think is wrong. Now, Joey, it's not just women. Dudes do it too. Yeah, I get it. And that's what I'll address next. Because dudes do it with this. They use the term bipolar. Crazy, bipolar. What's another one? I know you guys are going to say something at the speakers, but I can't hear you. Crazy and bipolar. Now, my ex is so fucking bipolar. Like, dude, you can't diagnose your fucking ex. Maybe your ex has anger issues. Possibly. Maybe your ex gets really passionate. Or maybe your ex didn't feel like she could be heard, so she had to raise her voice and she would just fly up. Or maybe your ex used to not communicate very well and she'd hold shit inside, and then, you know, then one little tiny thing would fucking make her explode. Yeah, you know, so it seemed like she was going from fucking just normality to absolutely wanting to rip your face off, right? Just saying. So dudes do it. We all do it. We all do it. It's the fact of being self-aware enough to catch yourself from fucking doing it. Because here, how silly would it sound if you were diagnosing people for other fucking things? Not just an NPC, right? I got a message. Narcissistic. I'm sorry, I got a message. Like if we were just like, you know what? My ex is a diabetic. What? Yeah. Drinks a lot of water a lot. His feet hurt. He's diabetic. Well, what the fuck? Did you do a blood sugar test? Don't need to. He's diabetic. Yeah. Is he fucking diagnosed diabetic? Why would he? He's not going to go in and get diagnosed. I can just tell you right now. He's fucking diabetic. Did you check his blood sugar? Did you see? Is it elevated? Is it high? Does it not go back down? He's a fucking diabetic. Don't fucking argue with me. All right. Like, are you fucking serious? Right. It doesn't make any sense. But it makes us feel better. Right. I gotta stop saying right. It makes us feel better. And if you disagree with me right now and you're pushing back, okay, that's your prerogative. That's your fucking perspective. That's what you get to do. Joe, you don't know my life. You don't know my life. No, I don't know your life, but I do know it's wrong to diagnose people with stuff when you're not a fucking professional. Well, my therapist said that he's a fucking narcissist. Your therapist, first of all, if your ex is going to get a diagnosis of fucking narcissist, you wouldn't fucking know about it. It's between him and his doctor, right? If he went in and got checked. If you go in and spill the tea on your ex and tell the stories about how, you know, they acted, even if you're 100% fucking correct and your statements aren't biased against him, but they will be. They obviously are. We're all biased when we talk about how we've been wronged. Nobody can diagnose somebody else off of the fucking off of somebody telling them a story. They can say exactly what I said before. Well, it sounds like maybe I have a feeling they have narcissistic tendencies, but they cannot say, yeah, your fucking ex is a narcissist. Guaranteed. That's not how the fucking world works. And the internet and the fucking, if it bleeds, it leads fucking culture and all of that. Everybody, I got to figure out this fucking iPhone. Ugh. The bleed, it's just, I don't know. And this is where I try to catch myself to make sure that I'm not doing that. I do this podcast to keep myself fucking self-aware. So if I say it out loud, it helps me train myself to stop fucking doing it, right? I stopped using words like crazy. I don't use crazy anymore, right? And maybe it's wrong for me to use the word insecure because I don't know. It's a guess. So I have to tell myself the reason this person is reacting badly to me is because of their insecurities. Do I know? No, I don't know. But I can say, I feel like it's their insecurities. I feel like it's something that has happened to them that they haven't let go or dealt with or anything like that. Or I can say, it's probably because I'm a fucking dick, It's my fault. It's my fault that this person is reacting this way. And I'll take accountability if I believe it, right? And I do believe that accountability and fucking self-awareness, they are a double-edged sword. They're a double-edged sword. I do believe that self-awareness can kind of like be the basement or the attic or that closet in the guest room that you just got a lot of shit fucking piled up in there. And you've been telling yourself a long time you're going to go in there and you're going to go through it. You know, you're going to do a little clean sweep. You're going to be aware of what the fuck is in there. But you're so afraid to open up that closet door because you're afraid everything's just going to dump and pile up on top of you. And it's going to be fucking overwhelming to try to go through that shit. Right. And so we just keep the fucking door closed. We keep the fucking basement lights off. Right. And so I believe self-awareness is like that. It's the moment that you finally, and if you have ADD, it's even worse because you tell yourself and you get fucking, you put the easiest fucking things off. And this is one of the things about ADD is you put shit off, the easiest fucking shit you can put off. And then you just don't ever do it. And then one day you do it and you're like, oh, it took 10 minutes. But I think that might be with our self-awareness. We don't want to look in our own fucking closet. We don't. It's so much easier to make up, to use buzzwords or to even in some situations, not all situations, but blame other people for our challenges and not take the fucking accountability ourselves and not be self-aware enough to use words, not to be self-aware enough to know that you're a feelings thinking type person. Because if you catch yourself, I mean, just listen to your, take like 48 hours, 24, 48 hours, and just listen to what you say to other people, especially if you're just kind of gossiping or having a conversation, talking about work or something like, and catch how many times you say, I feel, you know, I feel like Cindy doesn't really like me that much, or I feel like that restaurant's going to go out of business. Like, check how many times you say, I feel. There's a lot of people that are not self-aware or have lack of self-aware that they believe the shit they say when they say, I feel, right? It's almost like it's gold. It's the word, but it's not. It's your feeling. And even being a logically based fucking thought processed person like I am, I still catch myself saying I feel. Especially when it comes to the opposite sex. Especially when it comes to dating. When it comes to relationships. Like, I feel like she's not that into me. Or I feel like she's way into me more than I'm into her. And I don't fucking know that. And I have to catch myself all the fucking time and be like, bro, that's a feeling. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. But I do know that I cannot diagnose people. I cannot say, you know, the girl I went on a date with is a schizophrenic. Like, what? How do you, what? She is? Well, yeah. Well, holy shit. How long has she been one? I don't fucking know. Well, is she diagnosed? Fuck, I don't know. But she definitely is because I read a couple fucking articles on the internet and it describes her to a T. And I watched some fucking YouTube videos. It did. And you know what? I watched a fucking series on fucking the OWN network. That's the Oprah Winfrey network. I guess you don't say network when you say OWN. But I said it to, you know, I watched some documentaries. I watched some fucking mysteries. They talked about schizophrenics and that definitely described her to a T. So you don't fucking know. Oh, I know. I fucking know. That is a lack of fucking self-awareness. So if I have triggered you today, I apologize, but I don't apologize at the same time because this is my opinion. I know a lot of people agree with me on this. I know that I've met some that don't agree with me on this. I can tell you that I will hold my convictions in this. There's been nobody to convince me otherwise for us to have the right to diagnose people, no matter how fucking shitty those people were to us, no matter how shitty they are to other people, no matter how many signs they show that they, you know, the next time you want to do that, just move the word narcissist and replace it with diabetic and see how it just doesn't make fucking sense. It just doesn't make sense. Anyway, thanks for listening to Everyone Needs a Little. My name is Joey Little. You can catch me on the old ticker talks. It's Middle Age Superhero. You can catch me on Instagram, Middle Age Superhero. That name's kind of cool. I dig it. Dozer says hello. But hey, have a great day. Keep smiling.